Henry Mancini takes us up to the top of the hour with a ride on the Silver Streak. I'm Eric O'Brien. Stay with us for hour number two, won't you? Relaxing and Easy is heard on Tube City Online Radio from McKeesport, Pennsylvania, Shaky Radio from Halkirk, UK, Vulcan Sound Radio from Bournemouth, UK, and 88.3 FM WRCT, Pittsburgh.
Smooth, relaxing, and easy.
strong. There'll never be another guy. But you said more when you whispered your goodbye.
Goodbye.
Well, I was a big man yesterday, but all you ought to see me now. I said that I was through with you, that I didn't need you anyhow. I said I didn't need you then, but boy, you ought to see me now. Those bragging words that you were mine, of that there was no doubt, sound empty now since half my life's rocked out.
Goodbye.
Well, half my life left me yesterday, and boy, you ought to see me now. If you will just forgive me, dear, I'll never break another vow. I broke so many yesterday, and boy, you ought to see me now. I couldn't see it yesterday, but boy, you ought to see me now. If you could only see me now. If you would only see me now.
That's an interesting song title there from the Four Preps. Yes, not the Four Aces or the Four Lads. The Four Preps, a big man yesterday, but boy, you ought to see them now. They grew. It reached number 5 on the top 100 in 1958, after they had success with the 26 Miles Across the Sea song earlier in 1957. So, yeah, that did pretty well. Before that, we started this hour off with the Cascading Strings and Softly Whispering I Love You. I'm Eric O'Brien. Welcome to SRE. I know sometimes my talking does not help, but anyhow, if you are looking for a bit of history for the week at hand here, June 10th, 1752, Benjamin Franklin flew a kite in a lightning storm, discovering electricity. June 10th, 1943, in Argentina, Laszlo and Georg Biro file a patent for the ballpoint pen, and we talked about that the last hour. June 11th, 1184 BC, Troy is sacked and burned. That's an estimated date. They aren't sure when it happened. Similarly, June 11th, 1742, Benjamin Franklin, invented the Franklin stove. So Troy gets sacked and burned on that day, and then they use fire to cook, right? June 12th, 1987, U.S. President Ronald Reagan challenged Russian President Mikhail Gorbachev to tear down the wall. The Berlin Wall, that is, and I think it happened, what, 2 years later? Yeah, I think it was about then. June 13th, 1884, the U.S. Department of Labor was created. On June 14th, 1971, a President Richard Nixon installed a tape recording system in the White House. Wonder how that worked out for him. June 14th, 2017, J.P. Morgan became the first bank to create its own cryptocurrency, and that's so crypto nobody really knows anything about it. June 15th, 1936, this is kind of interesting, Adolf Hitler announced the construction of the Volkswagen Beetle. Yeah. And June 16th, 600 AD, Pope Gregory the Great issued a decree saying, "God bless you," is the proper response when somebody sneezes. Here's Lex de Azevedo in Rhapsody in Blue. It's smooth, relaxing, and easy. Thank you.
You're chillin' with Eric O'Brien. It's smooth, relaxing, and easy.
Thank you.
It's smooth, relaxing, and easy. Relaxing and easy with Tony Mottola there, Our Day Will Come. Before that, Sid Dale and Cherish, Lorinda Almeida, the other guitarist in that set, Don't Sleep in the Subway, Darling, because that's just uncomfortable. Nick Ingman, Sunday Will Never Be the Same, and Lex de Azevedo with Rhapsody in Blue. I'm Eric O'Brien, and Dateline, North Carolina or Massachusetts, depending on which end of the story you're reading. A message in a bottle. We hear about these all the time, but it was launched from a North Carolina island in early April and turned up nearly 2 months later after floating more than 700 miles to a Massachusetts island. Philip Wise said he and his son were visiting Hatteras in April when they attempted to launch the message in a bottle into the Atlantic. And that was on April 7th, and they tried all day, but the Atlantic kept sending it back to the shore. Later that evening, they threw the bottle into the water at Hatteras Landing Marina. The bottle turned out to have washed up the next day on another Hatteras beach, where it was found by a woman who added her own note and launched the bottle back into the water. Wise said he received a photo of the bottle about a week ago from Samuel Southworth, who reported finding the bottle in Tuckernick Island off the tip of Cape Cod. He said Southworth told him that he added his own paper to the bottle, a drawing of a whale, and plans to throw it back in the ocean. Well, that's interesting. And the message was launched, similarly, a message in a bottle launched into the Atlantic by a New York fourth grader was recently found 11 years later by a woman in the Bahamas. So I think one of those storms that we had a few weeks ago helped that bottle not only get to Cape Cod, but it swam north. That's interesting. Meanwhile, ride-sharing service Uber released its sixth annual Lost and Found Index, revealing some of the most common and unusual items left behind in vehicles. This was released last week, and the most common items left behind in Uber vehicles in 2021 and 2022 were phones and cameras, wallets, keys, backpacks, purses, headphones, speakers, glasses, clothing, vaping devices, jewelry, and IDs. Some of the most unique items lost by passengers include tater tots, a fingernail, my grandma's teeth, in quotes, 500 grams of caviar, a pizza costume, an expletive painting of a moose, whatever that means, a Billie Eilish ukulele, an employee of the month plaque, a Bernie Sanders fanny pack, a crocheted strawberry, a bucket of slime, a brown tortoise, and something that we should not even mention on the air. We'll just leave that up to your imagination. Uber said more than 40 riders lost their CPAP machines, and more than 30 reported lost retainers, and 5 people reported lost dentures. Don't touch them. Makes you wonder who's holding Donna now. Who has her teeth? It's Sven Lebeck on Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy.
Thank you.
Tube City Online Radio, Shaky Radio, Vulcan Sound Radio, and WRCT Pittsburgh.
Hi, I'm Joe Hattie, and you're listening to Eric O'Brien with Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy.
To me, and then you say hello, and I can hardly speak. My heart is beating so, and anyone could tell you think you know me well, but you don't know me. No, you don't know the one who dreams of you at night. Longs to hold you tight. To you I'm just a friend, that's all I've ever been, but you don't know me. For I never knew the art of making love, though my heart ached with love. Give your hand to me, and then you say goodbye. I watch you walk away beside the lucky guy to never, never know the one who loves you so. No, you don't know me. You give your hand to me, you say goodbye. I watch you walk away beside the lucky guy to never, never know the one. you so. No, you don't know me.
Jerry Vail on Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy. You don't know me because you've never met him. That was actually a song of Eddie Arnold, the late Eddie Arnold, who originated that in the Nashville sound, as he called it. But Jerry Vail did a beautiful music rendition of it. And he also, Have You Looked Into Your Heart? He did that in 1964. But anyhow, that was Jerry Vail and his almost falsetto voice. Johnny Douglas before that with Daybreak, and Sven Lebeck, Who's Holding Donna Now? Speaking of that, here's Lex de Azevedo with Part-Time Lover. It's smooth, relaxing, and easy.
Thank you.
If you're not relaxed by now, well, here's another smooth, relaxing, and easy favorite to help.
Reflected in a stream, she may not be what she is.
smooth, relaxing, and easy. Smooth, relaxing, and easy. Pat Valentino with The Captain of Her Heart. I believe the originator of that one was Dublé. It's spelled double, but it's pronounced Dublé. Yeah, but go figure. Jeff Love Singers before that, and She, Not He. John Fox, Let Me Love You Tonight. Paul Marriott, I Won't Last a Day Without You. Nori Paramore and Copacabana. And Lex de Azevedo with Part-Time Lover. And because we need to keep things in sync time-wise.
Oh, there are chickens in the trees. There are chickens in the trees.
Uh-huh.
Won't you listen to me, please? There are chickens in the trees.
That is always very interesting information. I don't know why I share it. Here's Valentino tapping the toe. It's smooth, relaxing, and easy.
We'll be right back.
We have reached the end of another program of the SRE. Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy is heard weekly on Tube City Online Radio, Shaky Radio, Vulcan Sound Radio, and WRCT Pittsburgh. Portions of this program have been edited for taste, fairness, and to cover up a multitude of sins. For now, I'm Eric O'Brien. See you in church or some other low joint and right back here on SRE. This is program number Y7-3.
You got the weather right this week, didn't you?
Yes, I did. Not that it matters.
More than 100 Americans die every day from overdoses involving opioids. What can you do to protect your family? Remove the risk of unused opioids from your home. Pills, patches, or syrups in drawers, purses, and cabinets, anywhere they might be hiding. To find out how to dispose of them properly, visit www.fda.gov/drug disposal.
Oh.